AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A report by the Navy says the 2020 arson fire that destroyed the USS Bonhom Richard was preventable and unacceptable. It concluded there were sweeping failures by commanders, crew members, and others that fueled the fire that burned for 5 days in San Diego. While one sailor has been charged with setting the fire, the more than 400-page report obtained by the AP lists 36 officers and sailors whose failings either directly led to the ship's loss or contributed to it. Demands are being made to free Americans who are being held hostage in Haiti. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
The gang that kidnapped the 16 Americans and a Canadian wants $17 million in ransom. $1 million for each victim, says Haiti's justice minister. He says there are 5 children in the group. The youngest is 8 months old. The 17 are members of a missionary group based in Ohio.
A wave of kidnappings prompted a protest strike that shuttered businesses, schools, and public transportation in Haiti. Near Houston today.
The actual airplane rolled down the runway, struck an actual fence, and from there became disabled.
Sergeant Stephen Wood with the Texas Department of Public Safety says an airplane bound for Boston ran off a runway and burned at Houston's Executive Airport. 21 people were on the plane. All got out safely. A centerpiece of President Biden's climate change strategy is all but dashed. Lawmakers are heading to the White House as Democrats search for new ways to reach his emission reduction goals. Facebook is paying a more than $4 million fine and up to $9 million to eligible victims to resolve the Justice Department's allegations it discriminated against U.S. workers in favor of foreigners with special visas. An Alabama man accused of using pepper spray and throwing a metal rod at law enforcement protecting the Capitol during the January riot has been arrested in Alaska. This is AP News. Federal health officials are rethinking their approach to controlling salmonella in poultry plants.
The USDA says while levels of salmonella contamination found in poultry plants in recent years has been reduced, that has not translated into a significant reduction in the estimated 1.3 million salmonella illnesses reported each year. So the agency wants to set up pilot projects that focus more on the strains of salmonella that cause the most illnesses. They're also looking at steps farmers can take to reduce the bacteria before chickens and turkeys are slaughtered, like using more vaccinations, adding probiotics to feed, and doing more to ensure that birds' bedding, food, and water remain clean. I'm Shelley Adler.
Ben Simmons was removed from practice and has been suspended by the Philadelphia 76ers for 1 game due to what they call conduct detrimental to the team. He will miss tomorrow night's season opener. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.